Hello, everybody. This is the Translation Confessional Podcast. Just an interpreter. Today we would like to feature an article written by Lynn Fors, certified healthcare interpreter working with English and Spanish in Kentucky. She is also the executive director of Access Language Solutions, a nonprofit organization whose goal is to address the shortage of professional interpretation and translation services available to other nonprofits and government offices in Lexington, Kentucky. We asked Lynn's permission to read her article here to you, but make sure to check this episode's description to get the direct link to her original post, as well as a link to a very interesting article published by the American Bar Association and titled Language Justice During COVID-19, which she mentioned in her post. In this episode's description, you can also find a link to the Access Language Solution donation page, in case you would like to help in their efforts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just an Interpreter. An article by Lynn Fors. Have you ever heard yourself utter these words during an assignment? Oh, I'm just the interpreter. It's a strange juxtaposition to be arguably the most crucial person in the room and, at the same time, one who attempts to be nearly invisible in support of the provider-client relationship. If we do our job correctly, our presence may be barely felt, yet everyone walks away understanding each other, frequently in high-stakes conversations involving health, safety, and freedom. Not only are we not just an interpreter, but it is not just language. Let me explain. Language is a powerful tool. It unites groups of people. It carries culture, because language and culture are inextricably intertwined. And it gives us a sense of commonality and belonging. On the other side of the coin, language can divide us and be used as a tool of oppression, denying fundamental rights to those who aren't proficient in the dominant language. Fundamental rights such as healthcare, safety, protection, and justice. If you are not yet familiar with it, let me introduce you to the concept of language justice. The American Bar Association, in their article, Language Justice During COVID-19, writes this.
Language justice is an evolving framework based on the notion of respecting every individual's fundamental language rights, to be able to communicate, understand, and be understood in the language in which they prefer and feel most articulate and powerful. Rejecting the notion of the supremacy of one language, it recognizes that language can be a tool of oppression, as well as an important part of exercising autonomy and of advancing racial and social justice.
Access Language Solutions, our nonprofit organization, believes wholeheartedly in the concept of language justice expressed in the American Bar Association statement. For that reason, we strive to provide professional language services to all. While any limited English speaker in an English-dominant community will experience a degree of linguistic isolation, we especially work hard to find communication solutions for the speaker of indigenous languages from Mexico and Guatemala. In our region, Lexington, Kentucky, it is quite simple to provide for Spanish, the dominant language in their native communities. However, The same is not true of their indigenous Mexican and Guatemalan languages. We also work hard to increase and improve the language justice infrastructure. We continually offer entry-level interpreter training and financial assistance to well-qualified multilingual individuals. Access Language Solutions services and the linguistic services available to the community are only as good as the locally trained interpreter infrastructure. A minimum of entry-level training and independent language testing in all working languages are necessary before interpreters are given assignments. So, you're not just the interpreter. And it's not just language. You are essential in equal access to healthcare, safety, protection, and justice. Your work allows marginalized communities to not only survive but thrive. You help to even out the playing field for the most vulnerable among us. Interpreters are there to lessen the chance that the limited English speaker loses their autonomy through not having a say in what happens to them. And autonomy is often something we don't think about until there is a real risk of losing it.
Did you like this episode? If you'd like to share your thoughts by leaving a voice message, click the link in the description. You can also send us an email using the link in the description. We look forward to receiving your comments and ideas.